Listening comprehension. Listen to the following text about Mr. Schneider and his class. You can hear the text two times. Please read the questions of Part A first. On foot or online. Part A. Max, Paul, Emma and Sophie are back at school after the summer holidays. It's the second day and school has just started. Although everyone's happy to see their friends again, they're sad the holidays are over. In English, they have a new teacher, Mr. Schneider. He's young and friendly and asks them lots of questions. All in English. He wants to hear about their holidays. Everyone is talking about what they liked best, meeting up with friends and staying up late. When Mr. Schneider asks them what they didn't like, they all say sightseeing was top of the list because it took hours to walk round a museum or round a city and they got really tired and often bored too. It's not that they didn't want to look at new places, or visit old places like churches or castles, or find out about their history. That's what school trips are for. Holidays are for chilling with friends at the swimming pool, or at shopping centres, and playing video games. Not for Mr. Schneider. He used part of his holidays to prepare his lessons. He spent a lot of time thinking about ways to get his new Class 7 speaking lots of English from the start. He didn't want to go over last year's grammar again or just begin with the new book. His plan was to get the class into groups and start the new school year with short presentations. The problem was to find an interesting topic. He still didn't have one when he first entered the classroom. But now, after his conversation with the students, he has an idea what the topic could be. For the next day, he asks the class to get into groups of four and to meet in the computer room. On foot or online. Part A. Max, Paul, Emma and Sophie are back at school after the summer holidays. It's the second day and school has just started. Although everyone's happy to see their friends again, they're sad the holidays are over. In English, they have a new teacher, Mr. Schneider. He's young and friendly and asks them lots of questions. All in English. He wants to hear about their holidays. Everyone is talking about what they liked best, meeting up with friends and staying up late. When Mr. Schneider asks them what they didn't like, they all say sightseeing was top of the list because it took hours to walk round a museum or round a city and they got really tired and often bored too. It's not that they didn't want to look at new places, or visit old places like churches or castles, or find out about their history, that's what school trips are for. Holidays are for chilling with friends at the swimming pool, or at shopping centres, and playing video games. Not for Mr. Schneider. He used part of his holidays to prepare his lessons. He spent a lot of time thinking about ways to get his new Class 7 speaking lots of English from the start. He didn't want to go over last year's grammar again, or just begin with the new book. His plan was to get the class into groups and start the new school year with short presentations. The problem was to find an interesting topic. He still didn't have one when he first entered the classroom. But now, after his conversation with the students, he has an idea what the topic could be. For the next day, he asks the class to get into groups of four and to meet in the computer room. Now you can hear Part B. Please read the questions of Part B first. Part B. Class 7 is now in the computer room. When the five groups of four students each are ready, Mr. Schneider explains their task to them.
You all did some sightseeing in your holidays, and from what you've told me, you had to walk a lot. I have a list of museums here for you, and I want you to pick two or three of them and do an online tour. Then you have to decide if the online tour is enough or if you would like to go there for a tour on foot. Finally, tell the others in the class what you think.
Max, Emma, Sophie and Paul are in the same group. They first look at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., the capital of the U.S. It is one of the largest museums in the world. It offers so many online tours that they aren't able to decide which one to take. Although the Smithsonian would be a great choice, they leave it and look for another museum. Next, they take two different tours of the British Museum in London. The first of these tours has lots of interesting information about everything in the building, but it's far too long and the language is hard to understand. But the second tour from the British Museum website is great. What they like most is that they really feel like they are in the British Museum and how it presents the information for teenagers. For the four students, it's easy. They all agree. The second online tour is better, even better than a real tour. Why? The museum is too big to do the tour on foot. It would take days to walk through all of its interesting rooms. Online, you can walk around the museum while you're still sitting on the sofa at home with your friends. You can even stop and go back at any time. Then you can spend time on what really interests you and not on what's boring. You don't have to do it in the holidays, and it is free. The next step is to put it all into a presentation. What a great way to start the new school year! Part B. Class 7 is now in the computer room. When the five groups of four students each are ready, Mr. Schneider explains their task to them.
You all did some sightseeing in your holidays, and from what you've told me, you had to walk a lot. I have a list of museums here for you, and I want you to pick two or three of them and do an online tour. Then you have to decide if the online tour is enough or if you would like to go there for a tour on foot. Finally, tell the others in the class what you think.
Max, Emma, Sophie and Paul are in the same group. They first look at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., the capital of the U.S. It is one of the largest museums in the world. It offers so many online tours that they aren't able to decide which one to take. Although the Smithsonian would be a great choice, they leave it and look for another museum. Next, they take two different tours of the British Museum in London. The first of these tours has lots of interesting information about everything in the building, but it's far too long and the language is hard to understand. But the second tour from the British Museum website is great. What they like most is that they really feel like they are in the British Museum and how it presents the information for teenagers. For the four students, it's easy. They all agree. The second online tour is better, even better than a real tour. Why? The museum is too big to do the tour on foot. It would take days to walk through all of its interesting rooms. Online, you can walk around the museum while you're still sitting on the sofa at home with your friends. You can even stop and go back at any time. Then you can spend time on what really interests you and not on what's boring. You don't have to do it in the holidays, and it is free. The next step is to put it all into a presentation. What a great way to start the new school year! This is the end of the listening comprehension.